It's Mactose Intolerant and it's Daisy coming at you live. Live.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Good morning. Happy Tuesday to all you fine, cool cats and kittens out there.
Hey, you remember how I was going to be in the office today?
I do remember that.
Change of plans.
Tell us what's happening, Mock. What's happening with you?
Slight change of plans.
Yeah, what's going on?
You guys, I got the Rona.
Mock has the Rona, everybody.
It's not she funny.
She has the Rona, and it's not funny at all. How'd you get the Rona?
I'm guessing I got it from the hospital. That's my guess, is that I picked it up while I was staying in the hospital with my big boy.
She picked it up. She just picked it right on up there.
It was hitchhiking. Asked for a ride.
Just got right on her bag and it said, hey, we're going to go ahead and attach ourselves right here to Mock. Mactose Intolerant. We're going to go ahead and attach a ride to Mock. So it's like she started feeling a little.
I mean, honestly, I feel fine. So like, so when was that? I got out of the hospital last Monday, a week ago yesterday. So it's
With your son.
Yeah. So 8 days ago, checked my boy out of the hospital. When I was off, like I never went to work after that because I was off for Thanksgiving week. Yeah. And then I was fine all week through Thanksgiving. Everything's fine. Saturday morning, I woke up with a tiny cough, like not a big deal, just a teeny tiny, you know, a cough. And a little bit of a headache, not a big headache, but like a little headache. And that's it. And so, and I was a little tired. Like I was a little more tired. I didn't have quite as much energy as I normally do. And so,
but you kept doing the things.
I kept doing the things. And then I felt like, well, I mean, there wasn't much to do, right? So that was Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, we started driving home from South Carolina. So, and we spent the night at some hotel in Asheville. And so, you know, we didn't really do much of anything. And then Sunday morning, I felt a little bit better. I mean, even though I didn't really feel all that bad, I felt a little better on Sunday morning. And then Monday morning, I felt even better. And then I thought, you know what? I probably, before I go back to work, I should know. You know what I mean? I should probably just do a test. And so
you intuitively thought, maybe I should get a test. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd been in a hospital, because I traveled, blah. And so I thought, well, I'll just get one. And I scheduled one of those rapid testaroonies and I got the results last night at 6 o'clock-ish. And I found out that I have the Rona.
Oh my God.
So now everybody come to work.
People want to know what your taste and smell are like.
I haven't noticed it. No, the only thing I would notice is that because I like sucked on a zinc, you know, those cold eases.
Yeah.
You know how they kind of like, they don't numb your mouth, but they just make it taste weird. And so that's the only thing I suck on a lot of those. And so then I don't really know. I feel like I have the same taste though. I don't feel like I've lost that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I really don't have a lot of symptoms, you guys.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say that. A lot of people say that they just are sort of, they just feel like they have like a low grade cold, you know?
I haven't had a fever at all. No fever whatsoever that I know of. I mean, normally when I have a fever, I can tell. I mean, I can, you know, you feel gross with a fever and I don't.
Right. Right.
So, but it also, I feel like maybe I got in the hospital, maybe not. I don't know. I'm assuming I did, but I do feel like because of the way that I chose at the last minute to test, I feel like this is unavoidable. We're all going to get it. And the reason I feel like that is because I almost didn't get a test. I almost thought this is so not the Rona. I mean, right. I haven't had a fever, so maybe I won't get a test. And then I would have just gone about my day. You know what I mean? I would have gone to work. I would have done the things. I possibly would have infected others.
Yeah.
I would have just done, and I'm assuming there's a whole lot of people like that.
That are doing it right now today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look at like somebody like me who I have chronic migraine, right? So I mean, I walk around with a headache all the time. All the time. Like, you've known me for like forever, right? Mm-hmm. And I constantly have a low grade headache and I just live with that. I'm listening to you and your symptoms, and I'm like, okay, well, I would not be able to differentiate between what you're dealing with
and any other day.
And like any other day of my life. Right. So I wouldn't even know whether or not I should go get a test.
Right.
So this is the thing. Like, I would feel like, well, what day am I supposed to go do that? You know? Like, yeah. I wouldn't even know. So my husband and I have also, we've talked about how like about a year ago, we were pretty sick. Like last December, January, we were pretty sick for like 2 weeks. And we have this suspicion that we may have had it then, but I don't know. Maybe we didn't. Like, so I'm thinking maybe
that antibody test.
Right. Like maybe we should just get the antibody test just to see if we have antibodies. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. Like, you don't know what you don't know. So there's a lot of people that are, and I remember going to the airport. This was back, fall break. Yeah. October, like this past October, I went to the airport. I was being driven to the airport by this sweet lady who was talking to me and telling me that like around last February, before it all like exploded,
mm-hmm.
she got real sick, like nauseated, throwing up. And she was sick for like a whole, like probably 7 days. She had fever. She was puking. She was like, I mean, legit sick. And then she didn't have a sense of taste, sense of smell.
Mm.
She was that like really, really sick, really crazy symptoms like that. And it was like that kind of sick. And she did not know what it was. Never really went to the doctor because she's like, yeah. You know, I just thought it was some sort of weird bug, like a strange stomach bug. And I just got over it. And I went on with my life. Right. She goes, and then Corona hit. She goes, and then I was listening to all the symptoms and everything. She goes, and I thought to myself, I think I had it. You know, I think I mm-hmm. actually had it back in February before it, you know, made its way into, because I think that like there was maybe a little bit of it that was already here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know, you guys,
I just feel like I don't know how you avoid it, because when right. I think about all the places that I stopped, you know, I mean, we stopped at gas stations, we
right.
stopped to go get snacks, we stopped to use the restroom, we stopped to eat. I mean, there's, and I just, it did not even occur to me that that was a thing that could be, that I could have,
right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
which is dumb because it's out there, but that's the thing is that my husband's actually even a little irritated at me that I got tested. He was like, man, if you just would have just lived your life, you know what I mean?
And now, yeah.
And now, you know, my kid has to stay out of school for 2 weeks. He can't play any lacrosse, and everything was starting up. He was going to have his first high school practice this morning. He can't go. So now, I mean, you know, it's a huge pain, and he's probably going to be just fine. And like when they called me yesterday from the school because I called the hotline or whatever, and then they call you back to tell you the procedures, the lady said, when was the last time that you were exposed to Jackson? And I was like, what? I live
your son,
with him.
Your son. Yeah. Your
yeah. Boy. I was like, I live with him. So I'm consistently exposed. He lives in the same house. I mean, I'm his mother.
I'm his mother. Yeah. I am his mom. I gave birth to him. He came out of me. I am constantly exposed to him.
Right.
I take care of him.
And so she says, well, then the day that he's allowed to come back is 14 days from the day of his last exposure to you.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, so are you saying I can't be around? So they are expecting me to quarantine in my home away from him.
So how are you going to do that?
Well, I mean, how am I supposed to do that? Like, I live with the kid. And I even told the lady, I was like, listen, I was in a small car with him for 12 straight hours. Like he was not going to escape.
No.
Waking up, whatever.
There's no escape. There's no escape from Mark. No.
So everything is just so dumb.
It is dumb.
The processes and the rules, they make no sense. Uh-oh. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tammy. I accidentally showed your comment.
I'm probably sorry. Don't. Tammy, it is Tammy's like, BS.
Why you got to show my BS right there?
But listen, Tammy's right. Tammy's totally right. And not only that, Tammy, you're so right. But it's also, but you know what? There's also the notion, I'm just going to like put this out there, that, you know, I think some of the testing is BS too. How do you know that your test was right? How do you know?
Yeah, so I read the little thing, like they give you a big sheet, right? And they say it is this particular test, the rapid
PCR,
whatever. That particular test, They say has a 50% false negative rate. So that if you take it and you get a negative, you probably just, you probably got it anyway. But the pot, the, there's very, very few false positives. Apparently, that's what the sheet said. I don't know anything about this test, okay, but that's what it said. The false negatives are super high. I mean, half of the time you're going to get a negative. It's not right. What is the point?
I know. It's like a lot of people are saying the tests are BS, and we know that. You and I both know that the tests are a bunch of crap. I mean, we've experienced it, and then we've had a lot of people call our show, our radio show, when we were doing radio together, and a lot of people would call and say, listen, I waited in line, got out of line, and then I got a positive test result. I didn't even take the damn test and I got a positive result. What the heck?
I know.
Yeah. So,
and so that, and that was, you know, maybe they've changed or I don't know. I have no idea how good the one I took was. I mean, obviously I'm not right. Like I'm not 100% because I have the snorgly throat and like the snorgles in my nose. And so, I mean, I'm not, I feel like I have just a really mild cold. So I'm not, I have something, but, and so I guess, you know, maybe it's just, maybe it's the COVID. I mean, I guess it is, right? That's what the test says.
Right.
So anyway, I mean, I have it and now I have to be at home and it sucks. And
does suck. And then they'll tell you have to be quarantined for 14 days or 10 days. Well, pick a lane. What is it?
And the school lady said the same thing. So my paperwork says, the test result paperwork says, you now that you have this positive test, you now have to isolate for 72 hours after you're asymptomatic. So after your symptoms are gone, that is 72 hours after that is when you're allowed out into public, or 10 days after you receive this test result, whichever is longer.
What?
I know. And so then, but at school, that was the crazy thing. The school lady said, okay, he can come back in 14 days unless you have him tested and he tests positive, in which case he only has to wait 10.
This is the weirdest thing. I don't understand.
I'm like, all right. Okay. That's science.
It just makes zero. These people make zero sense. And these people are running the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell? Yeah.
There's no rhyme or
reason. It's all a big cluster, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just a huge cluster. All right. So do we have any news?
Yes. Very important news today. So
important news, you guys.
Very important news. There is a bodybuilder over there in Kazakhstan.
Right.
Who, his name is Yuri Talachko. He's a pansexual. Wait, is it pansexual or pangender?
Isn't that what Miley Cyrus is? Pansexual?
Yes.
She's a pansexual.
And he too is a pansexual. So Talachko, everybody needs to offer him your heartfelt congratulations because he has just tied the knot.
Oh, congratulations to him. What did he marry, Mott?
He married a sex robot.
Oh, I thought... sex robot. Well, I mean, that's it's better than like a bridge.
True.
You know,
that's a whole different kind of sexual. That is.
Oh, it is.
It's like crap. What's the word for that?
I can't believe you actually know it. Like you're searching your brain for a word. Like you filed that away somewhere. Wow.
There was a file for that in my brain at some point.
Crazy that you know what that is.
I don't. But anyway, he married and listen, they had a very long courtship because he wanted to make sure that she was the one.
Okay. So. She's like, she wanted to make sure that she would like stay inflated.
She is very advanced.
Oh, okay.
She does not require air, Daisy.
Oh, I'm sorry. oh, that's right. She's not a blow up doll, you guys.
No.
She's a robot. I apologize. I apologize profusely.
She looks very real.
That's right.
They dated, and I don't even know what that means, but they dated, according to this article, for 8 months before he finally popped the question.
Is it just me, or do those robots look a lot like Kardashians?
This one does not. One, because there's a picture of her, and she has pink hair.
Oh.
She's got, like, pink blonde sort of hair.
She is such a rebel.
I know. She's a nonconformist sex robot.
Right.
They had a wedding during which... okay, this is a real sentence from this article. You guys, I'm not making this up. It said... Clad in a black tux and bow tie, Yuri Talachko is seen planting a gentle kiss on Margot. That's her name.
Margot.
Who, and this is the part that kills me, who appears a bit stiff. She appears a bit stiff in her revealing white gown.
Oh, my God.
As she clutches a bouquet of flowers and stares into the distance. I can't. This is a real story.
Yeah.
I'm not making it up. This is straight from the New York Post.
It was one of our, I didn't see who wrote it, but somebody said, her name is Anne Droid. That was the greatest comment. Who said that? I love you. That's the greatest.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. That's so.
Listen. Anyway. I'm sorry, Lisa. I keep on doing that. I'm sorry that I keep highlighting things. On
that was, yeah, we had to talk about something, something serious like that, you guys, because Mock has the Rona. Mock has the Rona, you guys.
I got the Rona. And I have another serious story for you. Okay. Oh, wait, I want to back up really fast.
We got to talk about Joe Biden's dog stuff, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. Yeah. But I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't leaving out any important details from that sex robot story, because as you know, those are my favorite. Oh, okay. So
yeah, Mock likes sex robots as much as Matt Drudge does. Okay. Matt Drudge has about 50 freaking sex robots somewhere in his garage. I think
we like them in different ways.
Yeah.
Because he likes them.
He really loves them, you guys.
And like, I just find them fascinating. I find the people who want to be with them fascinating.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Matt Drudge, like, this is the reason he's not doing Drudge Report anymore, and it's turned completely liberal, if y'all haven't noticed that. Matt Drudge is retired. If you know what I mean, he's retired with all of his sex robots. I mean, I'm not like starting that rumor, but I'm not starting it.
Okay, so Talachko, just really quickly, so we can wrap up this story.
Yeah,
he says they like to work out together.
Oh,
And
how much does she lift?
That's a great question. I don't think the answer is in this article, but he says he's got advice for other couples. Okay. He says couples need to talk less and connect more.
Okay.
So
connect more.
You can talk or not talk. But yeah, anyway. And he also, they enjoy BDSM.
Okay.
So
hey, Hey, Nan says that your name should be Macarona today.
Oh, such a missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Damn it.
Great,
Nan. I should have been Macarona.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's, wow. I really messed that up.
Yeah, you did.
Because I was actually even thinking about that. I was like, should I be like Ma-COVID or, you know, something?
Macarona.
Yeah. Why did I do that?
I don't know. It's that like short-sighted, man.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On every edition of the Sarah Carter Podcast, I say we're taking back the story, and that's exactly what we have to do. Whether it's the Russia hoax, the relentless attacks on President Trump, pretending Antifa doesn't exist, or covering up for the repressive Chinese government, the mainstream media isn't interested in the truth. It's up to us to uncover the truth and share it with others. Please join me in taking back the story on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the Daily Beast decided that it was important news and worthy of coverage to talk last Friday in a story about Beth Lee Crowther, who is a pet psychic. And the reason that they published a story about Beth Lee Crowther is because that pet psychic is communicating telepathically with Joe Biden's two dogs. God. So this is
what we're doing now.
This is what we're doing now.
Tate, do you remember like a half hour ago when they would just completely pummel President Trump? Do you remember?
Do you remember
when the press would just like try to destroy him at every turn? And now they're like, let's connect psychically with Joe Biden's dogs.
Yesterday, Jake Tapper freaking did a whole big exclusive CNN report about how it turns out China wasn't forthcoming about the virus.
Oh, no. Really?
And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? We've been screaming this. Trump has been screaming this since day one. And they're like, oh, Trump is trying to say that.
This Oh, my God. He just needs to wear, all of them need to wear giant hats that say dipshit on them. Swear these people.
I know.
I cannot with these people.
I know.
Like, it's, how can you not see right through this? How can you not? I can't. I'm sorry. I should not use that word this early in the morning. I'm sorry. I just cannot. our media is, I loathe them with the fury.
It's just, it's incredible. Ugh. And then this is the kind of the puff pieces that they do about Biden. They can't get answers from him directly. So now they got some pet psychic talking to his dogs.
It's a pet psychic, you guys. It's like Dionne Warwick's like psychic hotline.
So
and talking to his dogs.
This lady was on some British television show. And so somebody gave her a picture of the two dogs and she began her mind to mind communication with them.
I cannot.
And she said that those two dogs gave her insight into Joe Biden as a person and how he would govern.
Oh, really? So, did they talk about how he plagiarized his way through law school? Did
they
mention
that?
Oh, they did.
That was before the dog's time.
Okay.
But all she said, she told the Daily Beast, and I quote, "The very first thing I got was that they're both very excited about moving to the White House. I had a real connection. I felt their excitement. They showed me that Joe Biden is very bonded to them and has a real connection to them. And they kept showing me that although he rescued one of them, they feel in many ways they have rescued him."
My God, I just can't. Our country.
I know.
Cannot.
I know.
Who's buying this load of crap? Raise your hand. Because I have tidal wave insurance to sell you in Indiana. If you're buying this,
seriously, oh my God.
Like direct message us for real.
This is just,
I got a third kid to put through college for real. You can just direct message us.
And oh, did you hear that New York City is opening their elementary schools again?
Yes, because you know, he heard the people, he heard them.
But I thought he was listening to science. So is he listening to people or science?
He's listening to the voices in his head. That guy.
Oh my God.
I swear. You know, your job is to listen to the people. You should have been listening to them years ago. Again, with the hat and the word dipshit. It's like, I can't. It's too early.
I know.
Not enough coffee for all of the dumb. I just, it's just not. I need
this
like
crazy
barrels of coffee. You guys, Mach has the Rona.
If you're just tuning in.
If you're just... If you're just tuning in,
someone said you need to talk about Arizona. There, so hearings were conducted yesterday. Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, they presented their case. It was really, now I didn't watch a lot of this, you guys. I kind of had a lot going on yesterday. I was dealing with the Rona. So
a little bit,
but apparently OAN was televising the hearings. No one else even mentioned them. And as they're presenting,
well, I mean, Mom, they had to talk about psychic dogs. I don't know why you're so upset about this.
Priorities.
God.
As they're presenting this, like, you know, shatterproof case of election fraud and all kinds of irregularities, Arizona certified their results.
Yeah.
So now I just want all of these cases to just hurry up and be done and go to the Supreme Court. Let the Supreme Court deal with all of it in one big giant bucket of cases.
I totally agree. Because the guy in charge of the election in Arizona is like, you know, our election system is the best and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, fine. And I totally agree with you. I'm just like, let all this crap be done. Mm-hmm. Let the Supreme Court just deal with it. Because I'm so tired of each one of these individual states being like, okay, this is happening. You know, we call it, just let it go. Let it go to the Supreme Court. I'm so tired of, and I'm tired of liberals being like, see, I'm just like, okay, that's fine. You guys can go ahead and celebrate, but it's not over until Lizzo sings, you know?
Right. Exactly.
It's just not. So
I just wish that I don't, I mean, I know it's got to go through the process. I get it. But like, God, it's taking forever. I just want the Supreme Court to have all of the things. They can make the call and then we can move on.
Yeah. And I think it speaks volumes that it's not over, right? It's not over yet. It speaks volumes that they're calling these things right now. It's December. It's December 1st.
Yeah.
And they're just calling these things. That should speak volumes for everybody. This crap should have been over in November, like, you know, like early November.
Later this morning, you and I are going to record another new episode of our weekly podcast.
Yep.
And you guys, today's show is one that you will not want to miss because we're going to be talking about the whole Sarah Fuller hullabaloo.
You guys know who Sarah Fuller is?
She's
Vanderbilt kicker.
Yeah, I mean, she's really a Vanderbilt soccer player.
Yeah, they had her. Yeah, she's now got, like, she's the first kicker ever. Mm-hmm. on a what do they call it, a class five? Is that what they call it, a class five team or something?
I don't even know.
Anyways, she's SEC football, right?
So. Yes, and she just won, or I don't know if it's a prize per se, but she was named the SEC Player of the Week, and so, or Special Teams Player of the Week or whatever. And so there's a lot of hullabaloo going around about that because people are accusing Vandy of it being a huge publicity stunt. And that is something that I
power five
totally agree with.
Yeah, power five. Sorry, so, I said it wrong. Power five. I don't keep track of all that. All I know is SEC football.
Power five.
Yes, thank
Richard.
You.
Thank you, Richard. I'm sorry for showing your
comments. Everybody, power five. Anyways, Mock has the Rona, you guys.
Anyway, you and I are going to be doing that. We're going to be recording it, and that episode will be out tomorrow. So
yes.
Don't forget to listen to that. And then, because we have a lot to talk about with that.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about all that. So you guys watch for that and make sure you're subscribing to all the things.
Yes.
Especially our podcast. It's very, very important that you subscribe to our podcast. Okay.
And if you want to watch on YouTube versus Facebook, because we're going to get kicked off of Facebook literally any moment.
Right.
Make sure you're looking for the Mock and Daisy Show on the YouTube. That's the channel name. Mock and Daisy Show.
Look for it. Subscribe because it's probably going to be the only way that you can see us in the near future. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Social distance. Hug me.
And remember, we're not here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's right.
Because I'm on a business trip, which sucks monkey balls, but I'm on a business trip. And then we'll be back this weekend. We'll do one for the weekend to wrap up the week. And then we'll be back to normal next week. I promise. We will be back to normal in full force. Everything will be normal again. Okay?
Yes.
You guys have a fantastic rest of your week and look for the podcast. And we will talk to you this weekend. Okay?
Bye,
everybody.